Welcome to Northland Morning. So glad to have you along with us today. And it's time once again here on KUMD for our Caring and Sharing feature. Every year, right around this time, KUMD brings you a special series of interviews connecting you with local nonprofit organizations that really make a difference here in the Northland. You can learn about the organizations, what they're doing all year long, what they're giving to the community, and what they need from us during this holiday season. Our series continues this morning with Amy Brooks of Men as Peacemakers. Amy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Men as Peacemakers and what you give to our community.
So Men as Peacemakers is a nonprofit organization that is working to engage individuals and communities in innovative strategies that promote equality, repair harm, and prevent violence against women and children. We have 11 different programs. We have restorative justice programs. We also have prevention programs as well as educational. The specific focus of all the programs is preventing sexual assault, domestic or intimate partner violence, as well as dating violence. We're working to engage men with women in repairing and preventing the harm that is predominantly caused by men in our communities.
I would imagine that that would be kind of a challenge for men in some ways, because you have to, whether it's you or the other members of the organization, have to go out into the community and say, hey, we're occasionally bad guys. We need to talk about this. Is it difficult to get those conversations off the ground?
We feel that it's very important to have those conversations so that we can continue to work forward to building a safer community for everybody.
So. Right now, there is very much, very much in the news right now. We're talking about instances of sexual assault or harassment. It's the kind of thing that, yeah, I think in many organizations and institutions, if you could talk to somebody off the record, they'd say, yeah, everybody's known about this for a long time.
Right.
But it was, you know, we looked the other way. Nobody wanted to get fired. Nobody wanted to rock the boat. Nobody wanted to say something and maybe not be believed. How is Men as Peacemakers responding to this really kind of critical moment in time?
Well, this is actually a really great time to start getting more involved, because I think, as you're saying, you know, we're becoming more and more aware where these stories are coming out more and more, and people are actually starting to be held accountable, specifically men. So Men as Peacemakers is working with men in addressing these issues. We're working to educate the community and get the community involved in addressing these issues, which are really, really obviously a very huge issue. I mean, male domination is embedded in our mainstream culture, which then, you know, leads to the sexism and the violence against women and children that we see.
I think, too, that I'm one of the Me Too. I'm one of the hashtag Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about these instances, and I think these are not situations that the men in these instances that the men talked about at home, that they were trying to communicate to their sons. I don't think these were even instances that they maybe laughed about or smirked about with their colleagues. I think these things happened as kind of an ugly little secret that somehow that this was okay. So how do you bring this behavior that, in particular with some men, that is such a secret,
right,
such a, you know, an aberration in the moment or whatever it might be?
Yeah.
And how do you drag those conversations out into the light? This is different than, you know, from someone who just is sort of a serial assaulter.
Right, right. So we're working with children in our boys group in Champions Building Champions, and also girls group where they can explore their identities and work on building resiliency. But working with the boys, a big piece is is that helping them to understand, to expand their understanding of masculinity and explore their identities within that, kind of building a safe space for them. So we work with children in that, but also, you know, working to repair harm that's already been done. And that's really about looking at really deeply seated, deeply held beliefs and values that that we're all taught growing up. We're socialized to believe these things or maintain these specific roles that aren't necessarily very healthy all the time, right? So,
and back in the day, daughters, women were taught, you don't make a fuss.
Right.
You don't go and report this necessarily. I mean, there are assaults and there's harassment and assault on a spectrum from something, but, you know, to a sexual assault or a rape. And you're told not to, you know, not to rock the boat, not to make a fuss.
Or nothing ever happens.
And so, this is so embarrassing. I just want it to go away and I want to forget about it altogether. Mm-hmm. And also, your mind immediately goes to what did I do? Mm-hmm. How, you know, and you, even if you had talked to perhaps your mom or a trusted friend, they might have said, well, what did you do with the idea that somehow you invited this behavior? And so I can definitely see where there's the piece for girls, too, to step out from underneath that ugly shadow and say, I was just standing in the elevator, man.
Right, right. And I think it's a matter of turning it around and looking at it in a different way of not, you know, as we're hearing a lot of these days especially, is not, how can a girl or a woman not get sexually assaulted or raped? But let's turn that and look at how can men and boys learn that that behavior is not okay and that violence is not okay. And then, kind of peeling back layers and looking at what is underlying there that's allowing or that's perpetuating this violence or these assaults, you know, things of that nature from continuing. Like, how can we stop this from continuing? That's what we're looking at.
So as we move forward and the organization moves forward, we're at a time of the year where people are thinking, you know, alternately about making charitable contributions, but they also might be thinking about the beginning of the year and sometimes New Year's resolutions. I'd like to get involved in something. You know, maybe I'm going to join a group or I'm going to try to get out into my community and do some good in my community for the coming year. What do you need from the community?
So we, because we are a nonprofit, we rely very heavily on grant funding. So donations are always accepted. And that to give to Men as Peacemakers, you could just go to our website, which is menaspeacemakers.org.
We'll get a link set up, too, so it'll be easy for folks to find you.
Perfect. We also are looking for volunteers. The bulk of our volunteers are in the Domestic Violence Restorative Circles program because we have two different circles that we run, support circles for survivors of intimate partner violence, domestic violence. Also transition circles for offenders, the participants who are accepted into the program. And each of those circles takes about 4 to 6 community members who go through our training, our volunteer training, which we offer every 3 months. Our next training is February 16th and 17th for this program specifically. We also are in, you know, constant need of volunteers with the boys group in working with our boys and our girls group as well. So we also have the Champions Building Champions, and these are all in-school programs where we are seeking out volunteers in the community. And
so obviously you don't have to be a man to be a member of Men as Peacemakers. And the training is provided. So even if you don't know anything about working perhaps with youth, or you don't understand a lot about these issues, the training is going to be provided for you.
Yes, this is a free training that we offer quarterly. So every 3 to 4 months we offer this training. And it's free for the community. It's free. You're not even necessarily obligated to volunteer. This is also an educational piece for our community in the efforts of building a safer community for all.
All right. So we'll get some links set up, as I mentioned, so it'll be easy for folks to find more information and see how that they can take part. Amy Brooks, thanks so much for joining us this morning as guest on Caring and Sharing.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Our Caring and Sharing series here on KUMD occurs right around this time every year, and we'll be bringing you a series of conversations with folks that are involved in local nonprofits here in the Northland. We'll find out about what they do to make a difference all year long, what they're giving to the community, and what they need from the community at this time of year.